Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot issues LGBTQ call to arms over Supreme Court leak. By Paul Bois on May 10, 2022. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, D., has issued an LGBTQ call to arms in response to the leaked Supreme Court decision signaling the end of Roe v. Wade. Echoing the leftist fear-mongering, Lightfoot charged that the Supreme Court will soon be targeting LGBTQ rights if it has its way with ending Roe. To my friends in the LGBTQ plus community, the Supreme Court is coming for us next, she tweeted on Monday. This moment has to be a call to arms. We will not surrender our rights without a fight to victory, she added. Prior to her call to arms, Lightfoot declared she and the women leaders of Chicago will collectively stand for reproductive freedom. The left has been working overtime to spread fear in the wake of the leaked decision. When you read Justice Alito's opinion, what he focuses on is history. And he says we don't have to protect our access to abortion because historically we haven't had that access. Boy, that ought to make your gay friends nervous because we don't have a long history of protecting equal marriage, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, said recently on The View. We don't have a long history of protecting interracial marriage. We don't have a long history of protecting access to contraception. All of those things that we have now counted on instead, that's the America we are, could potentially, under Justice Alito's own analysis, go out, she added. Protesters have since targeted the personal homes of conservative justices in the hopes of persuading them to change their alleged vote. That's not a valid form of protest because it's a violation of the law, former Attorney General William Barr recently said. There is time and place for protests, and the federal statute makes it clear if you go to the house of a judge, the residence of a judge to influence the judge in his decisions and demonstrate that that's a federal crime. It's a state crime in the state of Virginia, at least. So, those are not valid forms of protest. They are obviously meant to intimidate. There is a parallel between January 6, which Republican leadership condemned the violence there, he added.